And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are members of the Tea Sippers Theater Company, here to talk about Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's Into the Woods, which they will produce at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Two of the members are founding members, I believe, Andrew Lee Vinson and Caitlin Romero. They are also co-directing Into the Woods. And also with us are Joey Mills and Caroline Munsell, who are in the play, closely connected in this play, this musical. Tell us a bit about the Tea Sippers group. I know that you all have been in here probably very close to the time y'all first started the Tea Sippers group. You were in high school, and the Tea Sippers was originally a group of kids very interested in theater in high school. So tell us a bit about just maybe a thumbnail of the history of the Tea Sippers and how you all are developing, because this is a pretty ambitious production here that you all have going.
Caitlin and I met in theater class in high school. We were sophomores, and Caitlin was a freshman. I was a sophomore, and we had a woman, Jaren Schechtsnyder, come in, and she was holding open auditions in the community for a production called 70 Scenes of Halloween. And not knowing one another, Caitlin and I both went and auditioned, and we were cast as husband and wife in the production. And the production was really successful. We had a lot of fun. We got to know each other really well. After it was over, we decided we wanted to continue, and we took the money, and we've been producing plays ever since, for the past 5 years almost now.
And I would say an enormous variety of plays. You've been doing everything from vignette-driven plays like 70 Scenes of Halloween. You've been doing some very serious drama, musical. What is the main – do you have a main interest? Are you just trying to experience a variety of theater?
We just go with what we like. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of a random assortment. We've done everything from Endgame, Samuel Beckett to Into the Woods by James Lapine and Stephen Sondheim. So it's just a big variety of things.
So your interests range wide, I guess, is
right. Yeah. And I think a big part of it too is we've been working now over the years with so many different types of people, and I think it's really important to us to be able to showcase all sorts of art forms, you know, because the musical has a lot of choreography, a lot of dancing, and it has music. And I think it's really important to us that every single person that we work with gets to showcase something that they get to do. So being able to do drama, comedy, musical, that kind of thing, I think that's really important that we have a wide variety of things.
And the variety also lends way to, like, it helps us to challenge ourselves. And the more you challenge yourself, the more you can grow. So if we were to do the same type of production every year, so on and so forth, it wouldn't help us out very much. We wouldn't be learning very much. So the variety really helps us to grow.
Mm-hmm. And I think one thing, at least I've been struck with, and I think those in our audience who have had the pleasure of hearing you talk about your organization, were struck by just how articulate and mature you are about your approach to theater and how you produce these plays, and have been ever since you were sophomores in high school. Now, obviously, the organization is maturing and developing. You graduated from high school last year, Andrew, and Caitlin, you just graduated from high school.
Ma'am.
Both were at Lafayette High. So obviously the organization will be continuing to develop and I guess reflect your evolving interests in theater. How do you see that going?
We do have a plan of kind of how we want it to go. Since a lot of the people who founded the company, or a lot of the original leaders, I suppose, are heading into college, or we're growing up, getting older, we realize that we will still have time to do things, but it won't be as much time. You know, after school won't be necessarily after school anymore, and things like that. So we do have a plan, and we really want to focus in this coming year on a lot of original work. We have tons of writers on the board. We have tons of people who write music, who play instruments, who sing, who do visual art, who dance, all that kind of thing, and they're quite good at it. And we want to make sure that everyone gets to see those sorts of things. So we'll be focusing on that, and then we'd really like every summer around this time — we're doing Into the Woods now — we'd really like every summer to be able to produce a large production, a very large production, whether it be a musical or a large play or something like that. And we haven't ruled out not, you know, having something in the middle of the year, you know, every now and then, but we do know that our schedules are going to be, you know, a little bit busier with other things. So we're kind of preparing for that. And the board of people that help run the Tea Sippers is growing vastly. We have, I believe it's 9 people now that actually contribute to ideas and things like that. So it started off just being Caitlin and myself. And there were a few other people here and there that would come in and out. And then we added Brandy. And then we added our technical directors, Matt and Lucas. And now we have Joey, Caroline, Taylor, and Austin as well. So we've added quite a few people. And so there are so many more ideas and so many different things that we can do now that we weren't able to do before.
Well, that's interesting to hear you say that you'll be trying to explore more original work as well, because that's something that strikes people about theater in this area, that not only do we have talented directors and actors, but very talented playwrights, composers, choreographers, people who are creating their own original work and putting it out there on stage. So I know people will be quite interested to see what this young group does as it starts putting out more original material. If you are just tuning in, we're talking with the Tea Sippers Theater Company, a couple founding members here, as well as new members who are now on the board, Joey Mills and Caroline Munsell. They are in the play Into the Woods, which is a musical, and it is a rather well-known musical, but there are many people who have not seen it, perhaps really don't know the story. So let's talk just a bit about why you were drawn to this musical and maybe give us a sense of the structure of this story. Caitlin?
I think, well, one of the reasons that we were really drawn to it is because Andrew did it whenever he was in high school. I didn't have the opportunity to audition for that production, but I got to see the production, and that was one of the first musical productions that I ever enjoyed, because to be quite honest, I hadn't opened my mind up really to musical productions. I was more of a straight play type person. And so it's a musical that to me is so diverse, and it really drew me in because of the familiarity of all the characters, but also the newfound story that Lapine and Sondheim created. So it's really interesting to see the contrast between old and new, and it's just
how they
really
weave
beautiful.
The two of them. Mm-hmm. Well, so you were in the musical at Lafayette High.
Correct.
What was your response to being in it? Who did you play in the musical?
Well, it was right when I moved back to Lafayette, and I didn't know anyone, and they had auditions for the musical, and I didn't know anything about it. I'd never heard of it before. So I just auditioned, and I was a sophomore, and generally people of that age were not – they didn't really allow people of that age to get in. And I hadn't really had much singing experience, but I was cast as the narrator in the production and a character called the Mysterious Man, which they doubled on Broadway. We don't double the characters in our production, but I did that in high school. And it was – I had done 70 scenes with Caitlin right before – So I knew that that performing is what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to be in theater, but that production of Into the Woods was really when I fell in love with musical theater. And like Caitlin said, the production just – it holds – the show itself, it holds so many different stories and so much material. It's a little bit overwhelming to be a part of because it's so much. The show almost runs 3 hours. There are 24 characters in the production. We have a 17-piece orchestra, that kind of thing. But I think from being in it at Lafayette High, I really wanted – I know that our style of theater is different, and so I really wanted to see what we would be able to do with it with the people that we have. And we've really come a long way with it, so I'm really proud.
That is impressive, just describing 17-piece orchestra, 24 characters, this huge musical. And again, I don't want to belabor this, but you all have – you're just out of high school, and that's an amazing production to take in hand. You're very experienced, you're very practiced, but it's congratulations on everything you've learned, how you've honed your skills over the past few years with the Tea Sippers. And not only are you tackling this big musical with live music and all of these performers, you're doing it at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You're doing it in a fabulous theater, and one that is in the spotlight and very well known to a lot of people. So a great opportunity to present this musical. Well, let's talk about some of these characters, 24 different characters in the play. Two of them are here with us, and they're two of your, newer members in the Tea Sippers, Joey Mills and Caroline Munsell. Do the two of you go to Lafayette High as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And are you great fans of musicals, or is this a new experience for you?
This is definitely a newer experience for me. I'd always kind of liked musicals. I'm just recently kind of getting into acting in them and singing in them. I hadn't really even considered mm-hmm, that before. Mm-hmm. I was more of a straight play guy, but I'm a very huge fan of this particular show. I love it, and everyone else in the production loves it. And I absolutely love the characters in it, and I love my character.
And you are Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yes, I am Jack.
Very famous fairy tale character.
From the story Jack and the Beanstalk. Mm-hmm.
And Caroline Munsell, you're at Lafayette High also. The two of you are going into your junior year at Lafayette High.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been involved in theater for a long time?
I've been competing in speech and debate since around middle school, but I didn't actually become involved with the Tea Sippers until the end of my freshman year. And I hadn't really been involved in musical theater. This would be my first musical experience. I knew that – I think Into the Woods was actually probably the first major musical that I've ever watched, honestly, because I knew that it was on the schedule for the Tea Sippers to do, and so I really wanted to be involved in that. So I went home and I watched it and then just kind of went on a musical-watching binge and watched several of them for, I think, days straight just to catch up so I could sing along with my friends. It's kind of bringing me out of my comfort zone a little bit, which I think is really neat, actually, because before I wasn't comfortable singing in front of people. And so I, like, kind of as a joke, was allowed to have the non-singing role of Milky White in this production. So I am Jack's cow.
Yes.
I mean, it's utterly incredible.
Oh, my God.
But,
okay. And that's an example. I can imagine the rehearsals that go on for this performance.
You're very right.
Quite an experience.
Well, and you know, that goes along with what Caitlin was saying. If you don't do things that are different, if you don't do things that are outside of your comfort level, you don't mature and you don't become better at your craft. And so this is really getting you into another form
right.
of theater.
Definitely. And it's opening other doors as well, because I know that there are musicals in the future for the Tea Sippers to do that I'd love to be involved in. And I've just started branching out and working on different types of theater pieces just from witnessing this and being a part of it. So I think that's very neat.
All right. So we've got Jack and the Beanstalk and Milky White, his cow. We
Indeed.
Obviously, for those of us who grew up on fairy tales, we know those two characters. But this musical is not just a series of fairy tales, is it? You don't just have Jack and the Beanstalk and then another fairy tale. They're not just telling the fairy tales in a very traditional way. How is it structured?
There's an overarching plot. James Lapine created the characters, the baker and the baker's wife, and they have a curse laid on them by a witch. And their whole story is that they would like a child, they want to have a child, and the curse doesn't allow them to have a child. So they have to collect several items from the woods to make a potion to reverse the curse. And the items have the characters running all over the place, and they meet up with the characters of Little Red, Jack, and Cinderella throughout the play.
So they're using the structure and the vehicles of fairy tale, creating a sort of a new overarching fairy tale and including the characters like yours that are very familiar to all of us.
Absolutely. And it's not that they're side characters at all, because every character in the show feels very involved, and they feel very fun, and at some points they feel very real. They have a lot of variety in this play that's really been challenging all of us, and it's been very, very interesting and very fun to do.
Well, what are the main fairy tales, in addition to Jack and the Beanstalk, where they drew their inspiration and characters from?
Well, we have Cinderella and Little Red Riding Hood. Cinderella is played by Taylor Verrett, and Little Red Riding Hood is played by Brandy Champagne. And they've been doing a great job with it, I think. They've been drawing some greatly from the musical, and also putting a lot of originality into the characters, which I think is very, very important. I've tried to make the characters as likable as possible, and I know that they have too. And it's very, very fun seeing the characters evolve.
Now, how does the story thwart the characters, though? They're obviously familiar to us, but how is your character, Jack and the Beanstalk, perhaps different, or your story different than what we're familiar with?
My mother, who is played by Amanda Newberry, I absolutely love her. She, I'm kind of a disappointment child in her eyes. I'm kind of dull, and every character kind of goes through this kind of coming of age in the play, which it's different for everyone. For Little Red, it's when she is attacked by the wolf. For Cinderella, it's when she goes to the ball. For me, it's when I go to the kingdom in the sky. We all kind of find our way through the play in the world. And it's very interesting to see the characters grow on their own.
And there's always a transformation in fairy tales.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, not only that, but the characters aren't just cookie cutter as you'd see from a regular fairy tale. You start to see them like actually make bigger mistakes, some of them near fatal, some of them fatal. And it just shows, you see some of them even be a little bit selfish at times, which is why I think the Into the Woods becomes very realistic towards the end, because, you know, it shows that not everything is happily ever after.
Which, if you read the original fairy tales, it wasn't. Mm. They have been prettified over the years.
Right.
So and he's really kind of bringing it back to some of those deeper human emotions.
Stephen and James definitely took a lot of inspiration from the original Grimm's, the original fairy tales as well, as you'll see through the telling of the stories.
So what are some of those darker regions they visit?
Some of the darker tones are
give it away, loss of innocence, abandonment. It's just all coming
basic
of age.
Things.
Yeah, it is a lot of coming of age. There's also, like, I was kind of shocked at how disturbing some parts are, because they're skimmed over so quickly. Like, the stepsisters get their eyes pecked out by birds, and they're blinded.
If you just read that on the page, it's not quite so graphic.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, you're describing some things that are pretty fantastical, and we've heard that this is a big production, 17-piece orchestra, 24 cast members plus all of the set designers. And let's talk a bit about that. How are you putting on this production? Obviously, costumes are very important. Scenery, set design is very important. Tell us about those elements.
It's been a challenge, definitely. It's by far the largest production that we as a group have done, but I do think most of us on the team, a good handful of us, were actually involved in the production of Into the Woods when we did it at Lafayette High. So a lot of us had a really good understanding of what we needed to do, and anything different or additional that we wanted to add to it that we hadn't originally done before, we prepared ourselves really well for it. There are a lot larger things toward the end of the show. In Act Two, after Jack climbs the beanstalk and steals from the giant's wife comes down to sort of get vengeance on all of the actions. So we had to create a giant, and a portion of the giant's wife is seen toward the end of Act Two. We had to create that. Birds descend. A beanstalk has to grow from the stage. We have to create woods. We have to create the homes for the characters to live in. So it's been really tedious. And like you said, the costumes and things, it is a spectacle. Within our budget, we had to make sure that it was as big and as, I guess, glorious as we could make it. But it hasn't been impossible, and we've definitely done it.
No, it's been a challenge, but I think that beyond all of this, to say the least, I feel like we have such a wonderful cast. We have every single person comes fully committed to the show, and I feel like I may have said that before, but this cast comes more prepared than I feel like any cast before. They're ready to go. They want to be here, and they're ready to work. And we have a wonderful technical designer, light designer. It really helps to have all of these people who just know what to do, and they just come to us with their ideas, and we can say yes or no, and it ends up working out pretty beautifully.
And it's not only that; it's to create this world, to create the world of Into the Woods, to create the woods, to create the characters, the costumes. All of us have had so many ideas, and it's so fun to just kind of look at this and try and make it our own, and just create it from scratch, from what we can afford and what just anything that we can find. It's really, really fun to do. It's definitely been an experience, and I think that everything is looking very, very nice.
For opening night, which is Thursday. We do want to say we're talking about Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's Into the Woods. My guests, the Tea Sippers, will produce this at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Now, what you're speaking to says a lot, not only about your own creativity and your own determination to do this, but it really speaks to that larger, burgeoning theatrical culture that's here in our area that's been around since you all were very, very small. I mean, the kinds of organizations that you could become involved in, that you could create, the musicals, straight plays, as you've described them. There's so much going on and so much to be inspired by in our community. And just, I think people are struck by, again, the ease with which you talk about theater, the language that you use to talk about theater. We really are very fortunate to live in this community and be surrounded by so many amazingly talented people.
And you know,
including yourselves, having come up through the school system and been able to participate in all of these great musicals.
I think I really appreciate that. That really means a lot to all of us, I know, because I know from day one of Caitlin and I guess taking on the idea of pursuing, I don't want to say a career in theater, but a side career in theater, because we've dedicated so much time to this. I think we've always had people here and there say, oh, there's no way they can do this. They're children or, you know, this or that. But the fact that we've, you know, done what we've done and we've collaborated with so many people, you're right. The community is just – this community is such a wonderful place to be able to create, whether it be the musicians or the actors or the writers or whatever. There's so many wonderful people here who are artistically inclined, and we've just been able to grow because of them. You know, we've been able to learn and we hope that we've been able to teach other people as well, you know, especially the younger people. And I think that goes back to, you know, Caitlin and I and a lot of people on the board have always chosen productions that deal mainly with children, you know, that deal with the way they're raised, how they grow up. And Into the Woods is probably the best example of that. Like Joey's mentioned multiple times, it's giant transformations. And you said that of how they go. And the central theme of the show is children will listen. You know, you tell the children what to do and they're going to learn from that, or they have to suffer their consequences. And that's the main that's the main theme, I guess, of the show that drives it. And it's really beautiful. And I guess I never really thought about that, but I guess that's something that we as a group have really focused on, is letting people – or trying to get people to relate to I guess the way children are raised, how they grow up and things like that.
Well, it strikes me too that just the history of your development as a theater group and in some ways this play that you're doing really speaks to how you all are dissolving some of the barriers that we think of, you know, that there are school plays, there are plays for children, there are plays for adults, there are plays. But this play really speaks to the fact that that's shifting here, that you can't just pigeonhole organizations and people of a certain age to do a certain kind of play or a musical. Right. You have people involved who are as young as 15 and seasoned actors in their 60s who are involved in this play. And again, you're bringing it to a very professional theater at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. So it really, this whole production is kind of symbolic of that mixing, that dissolving of those barriers, those theatrical barriers in our community.
Yeah, it's been a really big deal for us, this production in particular. Everyone at the AACA has been just more than helpful. Everyone's so kind. Everyone's so supportive. When we brought the idea, we had no idea what they were going to say. You know, we wanted to produce it in that space, and they've given us that opportunity, and it's such a wonderful thing being able to be in that space. And a few of us have performed in it before. A few people that are in the production have performed in the ACA multiple times before with Amy Wagasback and Acting Up's Summer Shakespeare Ensemble. But it's been such a large step for us, and I think it's really helping us to grow not only as people, but, you know, just as a company, as a group in particular, you know, learning how to deal with things and how to work with things more efficiently and better. It's been nothing but a positive journey, I guess.
And it's been such a challenge, but I feel like the people that are helping us out, they're helping so much. GERD was more than willing to allow us to work through the ACA, which was just a blessing. I mean, I never expected anything like that. And just to try and overcome this giant, not obstacle, but it's a challenge to go to the ACA. I mean, you either you do it correctly or you mess it up. And we're so far, we're doing great. So I can only be thankful. And for all the people that have helped us get here, I mean, the people, everyone in the community has been so supportive of us for this show in particular. Mm-hmm. We have some people from other companies who have helped us to make some of the costumes. They've helped us. Just some of the people from other companies are in the show, and it's just really – it's really beautiful to see everyone try and come together to, you know, we're all going towards the same goal, so why can't we help one another out?
That's right. There's a lot of generosity and collaboration that goes on in this mm-hmm. theatrical community. And performing at the ACA does reflect, again, your desire to continue to grow and develop and mature as a theater company and as individual actors, performers, writers, whatever else you're interested in. If you have just tuned in, my guests are with the Tea Sippers Theater Company. They are producing Into the Woods, the musical at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It will run June 5th through June 8th. So there are four performances?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay, three nights and then the Sunday matinee. How do people get tickets for this performance?
They can go online to acadianacenterforthearts.org and purchase tickets that way. They can go into the theater and purchase them that way. They can try and buy them at the door. I'm hoping we'll be sold out. So,
Or they can also call the ACA,
correct.
Which is the number 233-7060, and you can get tickets that way as well.
Okay, and my other guests, Joey Mills and Caroline Munsell, playing Jack and the Beanstalk, and Milky White, the cow. Do you have any lines? Do you actually speak, Caroline?
I mooed twice.
You mooed
twice. It's pretty great, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but the emotions that you're emanating.
I have to
emanating.
Say that her facial expressions are absolutely hilarious throughout the show. She's doing all she can with the cow costume and everything that she can do. She's just doing – I think she's doing great with it.
That's right. And she's thinking of all those word puns as she's doing.
Well, I sing with the company members. I mean, of course, I have no solos, but
– I wish.
Next musical.
Yeah, it is actually kind of a challenge to work on facial expressions, but I have – I don't know. It's very fun. It forces me to be creative, and I'm enjoying that.
We have a wide array of them, of facial expressions.
Indeed.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing all of those wonderful cow expressions, and Jack will look forward to your expertise in climbing the beanstalk. I guess, do you actually have to climb up the beanstalk?
I do not climb.
You do not see me climb. All right.
Not this musical.
Not this one.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Again, Into the Woods, that's by Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine, being produced by the Tea Sippers Theater Company. It opens Thursday night at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets are available now by calling or going online to the ACA. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.